Radiation levels in seawater and soil samples from near Japan's Fukushima nuclear complex have raised concerns about food safety. Japan has restricted food shipments from the four prefectures or states nearest the plant. Other countries, including the U.S., have stopped imports from those areas. In many cases, though, public fears seem to outstrip legitimate concerns. Over the next few minutes, our reporters track the seafood scare from a Japanese sea farmer to a San Francisco sushi chef. We start with NPR's John Burnett on the coast of northeastern Japan.
They say the world's best green seaweed, which is not an oxymoron, comes from here on Japan's Pacific coast, where just the right temperature, salinity, and nutrients produce Sanriku wakame. That's the seaweed you see floating in a bowl of miso soup. But Japanese seaweed farmers along the coast are in a world of hurt these days, their livelihoods washed away by the tsunami, and now the reputation of their products threatened by nuclear jitters. Mitsue Murakami is a seaweed scallops and oyster sea farmer on the island of Oshima, known as the Green Pearl for its lush pine-covered hills. It lies just off the coastal city of Kesenuma, about 90 miles north of the stricken nuclear reactors.
We have to live day by day. We won't know for years how much radiation exposure people receive. The thing I'm worried about today is if people stop buying our seaweed and scallops because they're afraid of radiation.
The tsunami wiped out the fishing fleet of Oshima. The boats are scattered helter-skelter on land, their nets tangled in tall bamboo. The surge of water also took away Murakami's 10-room inn with its picture postcard vista of the fishing harbor. Thankfully, her family survived. Murakami had a large batch of seaweed drying behind her house that was 2 days away from shipping to the buyer. The sea reclaimed it. Everything was lost, she says with a gentle smile. Murakami walks around the cement foundation, which is all that's left of her inn, the Big Ocean Hotel. The sea is cruel, but it's also generous. They're doubtful they will rebuild the hotel, but she will return to her family's sea farming grounds a mile offshore and grow more wakame seaweed and scallops.
We won't be defeated by this, and we're trying very hard to overcome this hardship. I will be very grateful if everyone will enjoy Japanese seafood again, as before.
From Green Pearl Island, I'm John Burnett.